Harriet Sherwood is in Tripoli for us. Harriet, reports of blasts over the city. What can you tell us?
I heard the sound of aircraft overhead, which of course has to be NATO aircraft because of the no-fly zone. And then shortly afterwards, there was a very loud explosion, which sounded quite near, although I don't really have any means of estimating the distance. I'm at the Rixos Hotel in Tripoli, which is only a couple of miles from Bab al-Azizia, which is Gaddafi's compound in central Tripoli. But I can't imagine that was the target. But it was a very loud explosion. It was followed almost immediately by the sound of gunfire, then a smaller explosion some distance away, and then we heard the thud of anti-aircraft fire. And since then, there's been, I've heard another plane overhead, but there's been no more explosions.
And how common is that? Has that kind of incident been in Tripoli in the last few days?
It's not that common, actually. I mean, there were a few explosions the day before yesterday. I don't think there was anything yesterday. But as you know, journalists are pretty much under house arrest at the Rixos Hotel, so it's very hard for us to get out and investigate anything that we hear. In fact, a colleague of mine just after the explosion did try and sneak through the fence that surrounds the hotel compound and was immediately escorted back to the hotel by two or three security guards.
You wrote today that you feel like you're under virtual house arrest. That continues.
It's actually got worse today. Yesterday and the day before, I managed to slip out of the hotel. But today, there's been a much sort of bigger clampdown. I was told that reporters who are based at another hotel some distance away, who come to the Rixos every day, are brought here by minibus. Were told they had to stay in the hotel all day, they weren't going to be allowed out. In fact, they did come later. But I tried to sidle out of the gate earlier this morning, saying I needed to get top-up credit for my phone, and was very firmly told to go back, and I haven't tried since. There seems to be a bigger presence of minders and security guards today. I don't know what that's about. There's been reports that opposition activists in Tripoli are trying to mount very small-scale protests today. Obviously, the authorities here would be very, very reluctant for journalists to witness anything like that.
There's been these talks in Doha, Cairo, and Berlin today. Are you getting any sense of the reception of what's being said there in Tripoli?
Well, there were two press conferences last night, one by the finance minister, who was basically talking about the impact of economic sanctions, and the other by the Khaled Kayyem, who's the deputy foreign minister. And he was very dismissive. He said, as they say all the time, it's not up for other countries to decide the legitimacy of the Libyan government. This is something for the Libyan people to decide themselves. He also said that he had heard or read reports about Qatar sending arms and trainers to the rebels in Benghazi, which my colleague Ian Black has written about today, and that they were very angry about that.
Okay, Harriet, thanks very much.
Thank you.